passed an ordinance in the town. They said we'd have to tear it down. That little old shack out back's so dear to me. Though the health department said its day was over and dead, it will stand forever in my memory.
You're listening to the Jack Shack Podcast.
What up, motherfuckers?
Did you get tongue twisted during that?
I don't know. Just trying something new.
Yeah, fuck it.
We're like a week away.
We're back. And we're a week away from Taco Weekend. I don't know, P. What do you think? Next week, you think we're going to have a recorded one?
What time is it? It's 4:30 your time? Or no, 3:30.
Oh, see? It's 3:30.
So this time next week, we will be however many tacos in.
Actually, we're going to do tacos around Orange County, LA, but it's just going to be for one day, dude. And we're going to cut it off and have a beach weekend, fucking looking forward to, man.
Me too, but I think we could still have tacos. We're going to still eat tacos.
Oh, we'll get tacos.
And some chilaquiles.
Mm-hmm. See? My wife, just the other night, she's like, what are the plans on Saturday? And I was like, dude, honestly, like, I'm just really hoping we could get to hang out around the beach house because, like, it's going to be fucked. Like, when do you ever get to stay on a house on the fucking beach?
I have no plans except hanging out with you fuckers, so.
There you go. You're along for the ride.
We can try to record next Thursday. I'll be there live. See how drunk we are. Me.
I say we hit it hard, come back. We're all, because you're going to stay here on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we just jump in the old man cave and let's fucking record a little show.
We'll just throw down after a belly full of tacos.
And some tiki drinks.
Oh, I love the tiki.
I do too. You're talking dirty.
What are you drinking there, senor?
You know what? First of all, I'm drinking Don Julio Añejo.
Ooh, on the ice, on the rocks.
So I wanted to see if I can just drink it on the rocks. But my wife tried to hide this bottle. So we had a birthday party for her mom last weekend. She straight tried to hide this bottle from me. It was in the back of her fucking liquor cabinet. I mean, she buried it and blocked it.
That is dirty.
That is dirty. Since I put in for half of it. But I found it. So that's what I'm drinking now.
And how is it?
Hey, dude, it's good. I think I can really sip this.
Here, wait. I think my recording just went out.
I still can see you.
Maybe it's not. Maybe it's still recording.
I think we're good.
It says actually recording in a higher quality. That's how good I am, sir. Never mind. Let's not delete that shit. This is a high quality fucking program we're running here.
It is a high quality program. Don't you forget that.
Yeah.
What are you drinking, brother?
Oh, you're going to like this.
I never know what's going to come of your actions.
Ooh, a little bit of the champagne of beer, my friend.
Oh, that's a good beer.
Oh,
that's nice.
A little Miller High Life.
That's a good beer, dude.
Oh, yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
I
bought a six-pack of them last week because old Taco Underground had the Lengua in the park, and I still had a couple of these in the fridge.
Good for you. Man, an ice-cold High Life, there's nothing that goes down better, dude. Especially in the old-school bottles, the champagne of beers.
Oh,
good job.
Yeah.
I like
Thank
that.
Thank you. I don't drink a lot of beer very often anymore. I don't drink beer very often anymore. I definitely don't drink a lot. If I do drink beer, it's only like maybe one or two. So, man, if you're gonna pick up a beer, it might as well be the champagne of beers.
You know, dude, I like the old school beers. The Miller High Lifes, the Pabst Blue Ribbons, the Schlitz.
The banquet beer.
Yeah, like the old school, like lager beer. Oh, yeah, dude. Ice cold, those things just flow down, dude.
That's just blue collar, you're coming off of a fucking 12-hour shift of moving shit.
Yeah, you probably got the black lung.
You're beat down, and you just fucking fill your soul with some of those old school lagers.
Yeah, you may have a little gout, but who cares? You're going to have some fucking good tasting beers.
Yeah. You fucking scratch and you spit and you scratch your nutsacks.
Good old days. Yeah, when you walk home and there's a bowl of spaghetti waiting for you and your wife just wearing an apron, maybe nothing underneath. Who knows what day of the week it is?
Exactly.
That's a
cheers to that.
Cheers to those different times.
And your Don Julio.
Now you got fucking beer that tastes like water. You come home after a hard day's, you know, you're protected by PPE and OSHA. Instead of a wife, you may have a dude who's butt naked under that thing, and he may have a bowl of fucking cauliflower or oats and grains. Who knows? Who knows if there's time to get both? You just don't know.
You probably still have all of your limbs and eyeballs because of fucking OSHA.
Never cut a finger off. Who fucking fun is that, dude?
Fucking OSHA's stupid.
You take a little medicine for your gout? Fucking pussies.
Pussies. Oh, shit. Fucking pussies.
What do we got on the agenda, brother?
I don't know. We just kind of threw this one together today, didn't we?
I feel like there's a lot in the world. There's something every week we can talk about. So I quickly threw something together.
Of course. I like this one, but let's first start. March Madness started today.
Oh, let me see who's in the I don't even know who's in it, dude.
There was a couple little minor upsets today, I think. But this I do not have a fucking this might be the first year in a long time that I don't have a fucking bracket in the game. I did not do a bracket this year.
South Dakota State. Hmm.
So I have not been really paying that much attention to it this year, but I did notice it did start. I remember like when we were in high school, it was like a fucking holiday, dude. We didn't have phones and shit, so a couple of us that were kind of into it, played basketball or whatnot, we would go, we'd find a TV that we could watch the games during the fucking school day.
there's a lot in there right now. I see San Diego State. I might root for San Diego State.
Let me know how that works. On that note, you could start us off with this first one. It's your boy. Your boy pulled a Pete Rose.
You know what? There's a lot to this story, man. We really don't know. So breaking news. Well, it's not breaking news.
We're not breaking
shit.
And chances are we did not research this very good either.
Top stories in Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani little scandal. So Shohei Ohtani's interpreter accused of stealing millions. Dodgers have already fired Ipe Mizuhara for possibly wiring $4.5 million from Ohtani's bank account to pay off gambling debts. Now, there's more to the story than just that that's unfolding. So they can go three ways. Ohtani saying he knew about this and agreed to pay off his debts. That's kind of what Ipe and Shohei kind of worked out. Which I we'll go into that later. Or Ipe was just stealing from him. Or is he taking the rap for Shohei? And Shohei's the one with a problem, which I don't think that last one's even possible. I mean, Shohei Ohtani has so much fucking money. How could the man even be in debt? Or was he just that big of a gambler and it just kind of came about? So there's a lot to the story.
He's not in debt. I mean, if he has $700 million, he could still lose $4.5 million to gambling. I mean,
well, but we don't actually technically know if it's a debt or if this just is something that was, hey, you made these bets, you got to pay for it. Because apparently, like the FBI and everything was tracking this whole ring, and it came from some guy in Southern California was running this gambling ring.
Where in California?
I think in Orange County, to be honest.
Exactly. Do you know him? Do you know him? Was he?
I do not.
Was he your neighbor down the street?
I hope not. Well, actually, that would be kind of. You might see me on the news, which would be cool.
Dude, if there's news, you got to walk by and just kind of look at him or wave or something. You got to
take my pants off and risk it all.
Fuck yeah. I don't think they were betting on baseball or this guy.
Apparently, this guy has a – this is what the first report said from ESPN, that this dude has a major gambling problem.
Well, yeah. If you're losing $4 million –
yeah,
you have a problem, especially if you can't afford that and you have to have your boy who has hundreds of millions of dollars spot you. I kind of wish I had so much money that you could come up to me, hey, can you spot me $4 million?
I'd be 4.5 million.
Like, yeah, that's just pocket change. Here you go, buddy.
Let me just pay that debt off for you.
So I don't know if he doesn't bet on baseball. Or softball, I guess. If you're playing baseball, you can't bet on softball either. That's what
I can't even bet on softball.
No diamond sports.
Seriously?
That's what I just read in an article.
So, can you bet on cricket?
I don't know what is fucking cricket. Really, I've heard those.
I don't know. Something that evolved out of India.
And those games like last for days. But did he really break the law? Other than if he stole it from him to pay off his gambling debts.
So here's my take on that. I don't think you could, like, he has the dream job. He's Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. You don't just steal $4.5 million and not get caught. Like, it's different. I don't think you should steal a penny. It's different if it's $100 or maybe even $1,000. He may not see it. But $4.5 million, you're going to see right away, dude.
Not always, because
just wire $4.5 million and not get caught.
Yeah, but you slowly and if Ohtani isn't even fucking managing his money, he doesn't know how much he has in that bank.
If he's not managing it, he's got a financial advisor that is closely monitoring that. I trust me
for sure. But the financial monitor might have taken it. Who knows? I'm sure because they've been friends. For however fucking long.
They've been friends for a long time.
So I'm sure he spotted him $4.5 million to pay off his fucking debt. And then the only reason why it's a news thing is because the FBI raided the dude's house, and that guy's name, Ohtani's name, was on a fucking something.
Yeah.
Or whatever. That's the only reason why this is fucking newsworthy.
I agree. But how do you get – I just don't understand. How do you get $4.5 million in the debt? Like, I know there's some degenerate gamblers out there, but to get to $4.5 million, like
– Well, here's the thing, too.
Dude, that's crazy.
Somebody had to spot him that shit. Like, maybe they knew that he was his interpreter, so fuck, if he won't pay it, I know I'm going to be able to get out of Ohtani.
I'll fucking break Shohei's legs, dude.
Who knows? Who fucking knows? But I know I gamble a little teeny bit here and there just for shits and giggles. But I know I could probably get pretty addicted to fucking gambling if I allowed myself.
And I've never been a gambler, dude.
I'll play like blackjack. I'll play poker. I'll play little things here and there. But fucking, I could go down a dark. If I allowed myself to fucking go down, I could go down a dark, dark thing. And this is why I know I would have a problem, because losing, like if I lost $1 million or if I won $1 million, I'd get a bigger rush losing $1 million than winning $1 million.
Really? That's fucking crazy, dude. That's a crazy way to look at it, dude.
That's why I know. And I've never lost $1 million. I've gambled and I've lost like $80 and I get a big rush. Oh shit, I just lost $80. Whatever.
But if I won 80, you gotta go to the bathroom and just whack off.
If I won $80, I'm like, nah, whatever. So I know I would have a serious fucking problem. So I don't allow myself to get too deep into it.
Yeah.
So I could see
every time I go to Vegas. I could couple hundred dollars. If I lose, I walk away, dude.
And that's me. I always just set. I think of it as entertainment. I could go watch a show and eat and drink for a couple $100, or I go sit on the blackjack table for. And if I lose $100 or $200, I'm done.
Yeah.
For that,
my wife, she'll go like she'll go about 500 to a grand sometimes. Like if then she'll walk away.
And that's fine. I mean, if you could afford it, but like I'll set my limit. Like I'm like tonight, all right, I'm going to play with $200. Let's just have fun. And if I lose that 200, I'm done. That's what I have to do. So I don't go down that. So I don't have
disciplined.
To walk. So I don't have to walk to my. No, it's because I don't want to have to tell my wife we have to pack our shit. The house is gone.
Like the fucking what's that remember Robert Redford came out with that movie, dude, Indecent Proposal, dude, where he had to rent out Demi Moore for fucking 24 or overnight or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't. My wife's going to rent me out for the night. Rich, I need you to
Bubba,
do me a favor.
Bubba wants to hang out with you for an hour or two.
That'd be my luck. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think we're going to know more the next few days as this thing unfolds.
I know people – I've already seen it online. This is how I even figured out this was going on, was that people are comparing it kind of with Pete Rose's deal.
Well, Pete Rose was just himself straight gambling on baseball. He's even betting against his team. I don't think Shohei's that stupid.
No. And
– Pete Rose was a degenerate gambler.
I love Pete Rose.
I do too, but he was a degenerate gambler.
I think he should probably be in the Hall of Fame, but he agreed to be banned for life.
Yeah.
Life is life.
He chose his
now. I think baseball, maybe not so much bring him back to be in the Hall of Fame, but bring him back to baseball. But who cares? He definitely
deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. I agree. He invented the fucking Pete Rose slide, dude. Do the Pete Rose. Remember his little league? They're like, don't do the Pete Rose.
Doesn't he still hold a couple batting records or something?
Probably, unless they just eliminated them because he's Pete Rose.
Well, I'm sure, but they still know the numbers. So I'm sure. I think he still has a couple fucking records. He stopped playing in the early 90s or something, right?
It's so silly you can't fucking – I guess at that level because you don't want to throw the game, but how you just can't gamble.
You can gamble. You can gamble on other sports.
Well, it's pretty silly you can't gamble on fucking softball, dude. Like, what the fuck's softball?
I have no clue. I don't know.
Hey, cricket. People don't even understand the rules of cricket. You probably can't even gamble on that if you're in baseball.
The people that understand the rules of cricket don't even understand the rules of cricket.
So they're just
sitting there
swinging
drinking.
Dick, dude.
I've been sitting in the fucking stands for 5 days. I don't even know how the fucking score is going. What the fuck's going on right now?
There's two sports I just absolutely do not understand. It's cricket and rugby. I don't know what's going on, dude.
I know a little bit about rugby, but not a whole lot.
At least rugby's entertaining. People are getting the shit beat out of them, but.
And it ends after a few hours, so you could go fucking drink.
Yeah. Cricket's just fucking stupid, dude. That's just. I don't get it.
The Indians are wacky, man. They got some wacky shit, man.
Some areas they don't have plumbing.
A lot of areas. That's one country that I don't have no desire to go to. I like Indian food. I want to start eating more Indian food, but I do not want to go to their country.
Well, the Indian food we eat is mainly like British influenced Indian food that was created in Britain or
That's
England.
Fine.
Like they ain't eating that. They're not eating tikka masala in fucking India.
That's fine, dude.
I did want to go to India at one time, but I don't think I'd be able to eat. I think I would shit my colon out.
Yeah. As soon as you stepped off the airplane, you would shit.
Yeah. I've heard some horror stories. Like people are like, oh, dude, it was death shits.
Yes.
Fuck I don't think that. I could do it, dude.
Nah, I have no desire to go there.
I'll take that one off my bucket list. Well, we'll see what happens with the old Shohei Ohtani. The bigger news, dude. Well, not bigger. That one was pretty big. Even more news for the Dodgers. You see Yamamoto, his debut yesterday against the Padres.
Is the season started?
Yeah, so the Dodgers and the Padres, they're in, I believe it's in Seoul, South Korea. They're having their opener right now. Dude, Yamamoto is this Japanese pitcher that Shohei brought over. And he is a stud, dude. I'll give him that. He's good, but he is just not in his element right now. First inning, dude, he was getting bombed on. Gave up 5 runs. They pulled him out the first inning.
That is not a good start.
That's not a good start, dude.
Yeah, what do you expect? You're in fucking South Korea. Fuck that.
True. He's nervous of little Kimmy.
Home opener in the fucking South Korea. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that.
He's like look, I don't know what little Kim's going to do.
I would be pissed like football when they play games in fucking Mexico and England and shit like that. Fuck that. I don't want, like, if I was a ticket holder for my team and you're one of the games, one of the home games is away, fuck that.
Well, when they play in England, the NFL, so the players are like, dude, I got jet lag. I'm just not myself. Mexico City, though, a little different. Like, it's just a 3-hour flight for some people.
It is, but there's never going to be a Mexican team. There's never going to, if there's a team in England.
You don't know that, sir. The Diablos might be coming.
I would fly down to Mexico City to watch a game.
I fucking absolutely would, dude.
You know what we could do is we'll because I'm moving to New York, so definitely have to hit up a Buffalo game in the middle of the winter.
For sure, dude. I'm already fucking going to start looking at it, dude.
And then we fly down to fucking Mexico City afterwards and fucking hit up another game. Fuck that. If I go back to Mexico City, we're going to a Friday night Lucha Libre fucking match.
That's a must, dude. If when we go back to Mexico City, dude, we're going to Lucha Libre. But yeah, for sure, dude. It was just too much fun, dude.
Yeah, I love that shit.
If you can't have fun at Lucha Libre, dude, then you're just not a fun person. Face it.
No, you're not. Like those fucking high school kids in front of us, they were not fun.
And they didn't look fun, and they didn't deserve to be there.
Nope.
But we had fun. That's all I give a fuck about.
Exactly.
And, dude, Big Poppy is I'm going to jump on a table, dude, with Bills Mafia. I'm going full fucking blown. Getting stupid, dude, at the Bills game.
Fuck yeah.
I'm going to get stupid. And
my wife's brother lives up there, and he loves the Bills. So I told my wife, I was like, well, maybe he'll come with us.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh yeah.
I'm Bills Mafia.
I will always be a Broncos fan. I love the Broncos. They're my team. They've sucked the last 10 fucking years, and I think they're actually fucking rebuilding, actually stripping it down and rebuilding. So we're going to suck again this year, but that's fine.
That's fine.
But what I do like the Bills. I do kind of like the Bills.
There you go.
I kind of want the Bills to. If the Broncos can't win, I kind of hope the Bills win.
Bills are fucking cursed, dude.
And I've said it. I'm sure I've said it on this program that, no, you can't like more than one. It's your fucking team. Fuck every other team. And that is true. Fuck the Bills. But
Said you kind of like the Bills.
I know, but they can still fuck off. But their fans are awesome. And I want to tailgate and drink and fucking jump onto a table and shit. So
good, man. What's gonna happen? Oh yeah, dude. I already know. Like, I'm warning you. Like, I'm gonna get stupid at the Bills game. Like, fuck it.
Like old school Rich.
Yes, like old school Rich. Frank the Tank is coming out for the Bills game, dude. Yeah. I'm gonna prep for this.
Yes.
I'm going to hydrate. I'm going to take care of my liver because I know that day I'm like, oh, you're all in or nothing.
We'll break my wife's brother in. We're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Like, you fucked up by coming with us, dude, because it's going to get stupid.
Yes.
I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. This next one, kind of a crazy story. Did you know? Do you know who the Mendez brothers are?
I don't.
Lyle and Eric Mendez. You really don't?
I do.
Oh, it's like, what the fuck? Everybody knows them. Oh, well, at least our age. Lyle and Eric Menendez killed their parents in 1989. They were sentenced, I believe it was 1996, life in prison both. Well, that doesn't really matter. New evidence could set them free. a letter written by Eric to his cousin the previous year before killing their parents, alluding to sexual and physical abuse from his parents, which is what they claimed during the court case. But everybody thought they were just these evil fucking kids who just killed their parents with shotguns.
First, did you know that there's a basketball card of Mark Jackson and the Mendez brothers are in the background?
No. Are you serious?
I am dead serious. Google it. Mark Jackson is passing it and the Mendez brothers are in the background. And I think and after they killed the parents, they bought courtside tickets with their parents' money. And they are in the background.
Dude, we got to tell our boy if he can get a copy of that, dude.
Yeah. Or
get one. Oh, you're right, dude.
You know what? I could get one right now. It's on sale for $50.
Problem is, you just don't know if it. Yeah, dude, there they are right there. One of them's wearing a hat. Right there, dude.
Fuck yeah.
You just don't know if they're real or not. Because I also see one for $5,000 that's been rated.
Well, this one might not be rated. I don't know.
Well, regardless if they're innocent or guilty, just the fact they're back
they did kill. They killed their parents. So
they did mow them down with a shotgun, but they're claiming
that
sexually and physically abused the dad. But apparently, so new supporting evidence to the Menendez brothers, the band Menudo claiming that the dad was somehow involved in that, and that this is true. The boys, Eric and Lyle, aren't the only ones that the dad was abusing. So,
well, was it Ricky Martin was in Menudo?
He was, yeah.
He got caught. He's in jail now, right? For touching his cousin or nephew or something.
Are you serious?
I think so. Google that.
Didn't he like the cock?
Yeah. So a nephew and cousin could be a boy. The nephew is. And I'm not proud. I am kind of proud of this. A couple of years ago, I went to a Ricky Martin concert.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious. Him and Enrique Iglesias. That actually wasn't all that bad. They are pretty good performers.
Enrique Iglesias is pretty good. I don't really know Ricky Martin's music, but I don't see anything him about doing that. But he is gay. I know that. He likes the kick.
The kick.
He likes the kick. So with that, do you think they still should serve out their sentence because they did murder their parents? Or do you think if this new evidence is proved to be true in the court of law that they should be set free?
If it is true that their parents were sexually abusing them, then I think they've served time. They've already been in prison for like 20 some odd fucking years.
Fucking like 3 decades, dude.
Yeah, so I think they've served their time.
Yeah.
Let them fuck it out.
Would you say fuck it out?
Let them fucking out.
Oh, I thought you said let's let them like
fuck out. Fuck their way out.
Fuck their way out.
Where is
Come here, guard.
Where is your head?
I don't know, dude. I'm getting silly. I'm in the Bills mode, dude. I gotta take it down a notch.
Yeah, you gotta calm down. We're not even.
My head thinks I'm at the Bills fucking parking lot and about to jump on a table and break it.
Frank the tank.
It's going to be amazing. I might even scream Mendez brothers on the way down.
I think if it's proven that they were sexually abused and the dad had a long line of doing that bullshit, yeah, let them out.
Yeah, I agree, dude. And just for a fun fact, he killed him with a 12 gauge Mossberg. So shout out to Mossberg. I don't know.
Shout out to Mossberg. Woo! You really know how to make them.
You really know how to produce the old shotgun. Do the job.
And then, I'm sure was the mom abusing them too, or she knew about it and didn't do anything about it?
I read they both were – both the parents were abusing them, but I think the dad was, the main one. I don't know. Yeah,
then they deserve –
Because why would they kill the mom if that's the case?
Because she didn't do anything about it?
That's true. But if she – yeah, I mean, I guess you're right.
Now
– Actually, after I'll go back to that because I got a good point to bring up about that.
After they killed him, they went on a little bit of a shopping spree and went to games and were spending the money like it was they were going out of style. So that does not.
Right. But they did serve 30 years.
But maybe they were like, all right, we're free of this motherfucker. I'm gonna spend his fucking money. Fuck this dude. So who knows? But if it came to light that they were being sexually abused and mentally or assaulted, whatever, then yeah, they've served their time. Let them fucking out the place.
Yeah, I agree. You brought up a good point, and so you're saying if the mother wasn't really abusing them. But they killed her because she knew about it and didn't say nothing. This goes back to the Shohei story. So if his interpreter was gambling and Shohei knew about it the whole time and was just like, don't worry, I'll pay off your debts, is Shohei technically guilty then?
Yeah, but what is he guilty of? He didn't bet.
No, knowing that he's gambling. Well, yeah, we don't know what he was gambling on yet.
Yeah, if he wasn't gambling on baseball.
Okay, let's just say his interpreter was gambling on baseball.
Then – yes.
Shohei's going to be guilty? Because he should, like, that's the rules. Like, if he was guilty by association knowing about it, so it's kind of the same thing, dude.
That's a hard one, and it's going to be one of those things that this dude just signed a huge contract. He's one of the biggest stars in baseball, so
they haven't paid him, though. Does that void his contract?
Does baseball turn a blind eye? Just like in football. Everybody says, what's his nuts that was kneeling? He can't get a fucking job. Even after, how long has it been? It's been like 8 years. The dude couldn't fucking play. He lost his fucking job in the first place.
Because he sucks.
So, but I'm telling you right now, if you could win football games for a football team, they're going to fucking have you on their team. It pretty much does not matter what you fucking do.
Yeah. Well, Kaepernick just straight out sucks at football, dude. Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
He just wasn't good, so they cut him.
His fucking following and the propaganda and shit he was bringing was way not worth the squeeze of the lemon. He is not winning your football games, so it ain't worth having on the team. So now if he was the biggest and best quarterback to ever play the fucking game and he's winning football games, I guarantee you he'd still be on the fucking team.
See what happens, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
Sorry. Yeah. I actually played that like 30 seconds ago and it just played. So that was my bad.
Oh, about when getting out of prison? That's But, dude, if you could win football games, you could pretty much do anything. They have murderers on their fucking football teams.
Yeah.
And shit, so. There's still people thinking that he should be on a football team. Fucking idiots. He hadn't played a fucking down in 8 years or 5 years, whatever it is.
That guy's the biggest fucking joke to NFL, dude. His horse shit that he brought, dude. Him and his fucking girlfriend.
Yeah.
You're right. He still thinks he should be in the NFL, dude.
There's teams that actually tried him out, and it's all about publicity. So he says, all right, I'll try out. And then when he doesn't get selected, he can bitch about it some more. That's how he's making his money.
You knew who got fucked from professional sports and got kicked out and does deserve to get thrown back. I seem to have a lot of news about the Dodgers, and I'm not a Dodger fan.
I would say Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
Yes.
He absolutely deserves to be reinstated in Major League Baseball.
Exactly.
Fuck that dude.
And they fucked him out of a lot of fucking money.
Wait, you know what?
Do you see what happens, Larry, when you fuck a stranger in the ass?
There you go. He fucking got fucked in the ass hard, dude.
He needs to sue that chick, and he needs to sue Major League Baseball. But he still wants to play.
He wants to play, but what's he going to get out of her? She ain't got shit, dude.
Yeah,
what's he gonna hear from her? She needs to be put in fucking jail.
She could make her life fucking miserable.
She needs to serve time for what she did because she ruined his fucking life, dude.
And he needs to sue baseball.
She straight got caught, straight out lie, dude. She was texting her friend saying, "I'm gonna fucking take this dude down," That morning, she's in bed next to him. He's sleeping. He's got the eye fucking covers on, everything. She's all fucking taking the camera, taking pictures, smiling. Right after, she says, oh, he abused me. Get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Get the fuck on, dude.
Yep. That's like the fucking women that scream rape, and they need to spend some time in fucking prison.
Yeah. If you're like, sadly, there's too many women who are lying about it, and they get caught. They ruin people's lives. And it sucks for the people that are really coming out that it actually happened to, that they're trying to open up about it.
Oh, yeah.
But unfortunately, you better have some hard evidence these days, because too many people have got screwed for, they really didn't do anything.
When I hear stories like that, right off the bat, I'm like, I bet she's lying. That's the first thing that pops in my head.
And apparently she's done this to a couple other people too. That's what they're saying.
That's why I think he needs to fucking sue her, dumbass. And yeah, you might not get a whole lot out, but you can make her life fucking miserable.
She fucked him out of all that baseball money. Dude, the Dodgers didn't even stick by him. They immediately were like, you're gone, dude. And mainly because MLB didn't care for him.
I would sue MLB. I would sue the Dodgers. I'd say, fuck it. Fuck you guys. I'm suing you guys. I could almost guarantee they'd win, or they would settle it out of court and he'd get a big ass fucking check.
I agree. If they're not going to let him back in, he honestly should take action against the commissioner for not even like getting the facts straight before kicking him out, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that's like, he's being thrown fucking, that's like the fucking Salem witch trial, dude. He just fucking hung without fucking even a trial, dude.
I know. It's bullshit. Did you hear about Scott Peterson?
I did. I don't know. My wife was watching that the other night. I was listening to it. So he actually might get off too.
Well, yeah, because what is it? What's the fucking, I told you about it earlier. What the fuck is the fucking what?
Cock rings?
It might be cock rings. The Innocent Project. I think that's what it's called. They're a bunch of lawyers or whatever, and they take up cases that prove people are innocent. And I think they are taking up Scott Peterson's case because there's some new evidence or whatever out. And I would think, and usually, they're only taking up cases where, yeah, this dude is fucking innocent.
They need some strong evidence.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think they're just going to fucking all willy-nilly Scott Peterson, but the dude looked
bad for Scott Peterson.
The dude went fucking fishing Christmas Eve or Christmas Day with a missing wife. So I don't know what kind of fucking evidence they have that would let him
like
go free.
Even if they find out he actually didn't do it, the dude still is kind of a dirtbag. He did some dirtbag moves when they found out he was missing.
He was cheating on his wife.
Not even so much the cheating, but like the day he found out she was missing and it was in the news, he still called that fucking girl.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And he went fishing Christmas Day and shit. I mean, I don't see how he is innocent. I don't.
But you're right, dude.
And it might not be the Innocent Project. It might be some other group that's like the Innocent Project. I'm not 100% sure. And I'm not going to fucking Google that. So
I'll tell you what, I will.
You're going to Google it.
I'll help you out, dude. But you're right. You got to have some eye-opening evidence in order to take on the Scott Peterson case, because he looks fucking guilty.
Maybe they were just going to look into it to see if he's innocent, and they haven't decided yet.
Very true. It's called the LA Innocence Project, which provides pro bono legal services to people incarcerated in Central and Southern California who may have been wrongfully convicted. Said in a statement later on Thursday that it is representing Scott Peterson and investigating his claim of actual innocence. So maybe they're just looking into it and be like, hey, maybe it's worth looking into. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's a little PR stunt that says if he actually is, this will fucking will be known worldwide, dude.
Yeah. I don't know how
Amber Frey, that was her to his mistress.
Too bad for her, man. She got thrusted into that bullshit and she was just hanging out with someone she thought was cool.
Yeah, her name got thrown into the dirt, dude. And she's like, dude, I didn't know what the fuck's going on, dude.
I think, yeah. I don't see how he is not guilty with the way he was acting.
I agree with you. That one looks really bad, dude. It is, yeah. I mean, I don't know about the fishing on Christmas. There's some days like I want to get the fuck away from the house because it's a mad. If I had a boat and as crazy as this house gets on Christmas, I might be like, hey, dude, I'm going to go fishing for a couple hours.
Yeah. But then if your wife was missing and you went fishing for a couple hours. Oh,
dude, I'm checking in with the harbor master and be like, Do you see me?
Well, I'm pretty sure he went fishing so he could drop fucking bodies off in the fucking ocean.
Well, and that's where her body was found, right? The ocean?
Was it found? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she had been like pretty much eaten by sharks.
This group was either looking into it to see if he's innocent or they're fucking around trying to get their names out there or something. I don't know.
I think that's what it is. Yeah, the Scott Peterson one looks very bad for Scott Peterson, dude. I don't see him getting out.
No.
On a lighter note.
What?
Make things happier. Are you going to watch the new Roadhouse 2024 with Jake Gyllenhaal?
And who else?
Conor McGregor.
I saw a couple highlights here and there. I really like the original.
The original's great.
So, yeah, of course I'm going to watch it. And it's probably going to suck. But yeah,
I don't know. It looks pretty good. It's Roadhouse, dude.
Is Connor trying to be the next action movie star?
They're saying they think he's going to be like the old. He's going to get into movies now.
Yeah, good for him.
He ain't going to go back to fighting.
He's made enough money. He doesn't have to do shit. So might as well start fucking going to movies.
I mean,
stop beating your body up.
If John Cena could do it, why can't he?
Ah, fuck John Cena.
Did you see on Amazon Prime, Ricky Stenhouse?
I saw it. Did you watch it?
I did, dude.
I liked it. I thought it was hilarious.
When he's singing those songs, dude, I couldn't stop laughing, dude.
I thought it was a good movie.
There was one song, dude. I mean, I was rolling, dude. It's about masturbation, dude.
Oh yeah, yes. His fucking masturbation. I liked when he was talking to telling the boss that when he talks, it looks like he's sucking cocks and shit. You're double fisting it.
He's all, look, man, you got two cocks right now. He's like, damn it, man, why didn't anybody ever tell me? Ricky Stenhouse, dude.
I thought it was pretty good. It was.
I liked it.
For what it was, I thought it was fucking funny.
Like, I turned it on. It made me laugh, and that's all I could ask for, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, go watch. If you haven't seen Ricky Stenhouse, go watch Ricky Stenhouse.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're a man who likes to drink Miller High Life and Pabst Blue Ribbon, maybe an occasionally Schlitz, then go watch Roadhouse. And if you don't want to watch Roadhouse,
go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Let them tear that little brown building down. Don't let them tear that precious building.